people around the globe victims of cybercrime in just the past year alone. Himu Nigam is the CEO of internet security firm SSP Blue, joins us now live. Himu, it's something that I suppose we should anticipate is not going to get better before it gets worse.
Oh, not at all, and thanks for having me. I mean, if you look at it, 2011 has truly been the year of cybercrime, and I think we may have, 2 minutes on our segment here. By the time we're done, 1,680 people will have been a victim of cybercrime. Well, that's how serious it is out there.
Let's hope that's not you and me.
Absolutely.
But the reality is, it's almost impossible to do a lot of commerce these days, certainly work with banks, without putting your information online.
You know what, that is true, but that doesn't mean that we have to become a victim. We can take responsibility of ourselves. And as 2012 comes, I think one of our number one New Year's resolutions needs to be in line with what we already do. We talk about our health and our wellness and how we're going to do better next year. Well, let's all focus on our digital health by following at least one guiding principle. And that is, if you wouldn't do something in the real world, don't do it online. Because at the end of the day, they've now become one and the same.
All right, well, give me an example.
Okay, well, here's a great example. Every time you go into your car, you have a key. You go to a house, you have a different key. Your bank locker, a different key. Your gym locker, a different key. Then we go online and we put in the exact same password, much like a key, for everything that we use, the Facebook, our bank account. So if you get hacked in one, you get victimized in all. So let's make it a resolution to not use the same password for every site you visit. That's one.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people will keep their passwords online. I mean, they'll put them into some kind of a document online that you can get to.
Yeah, and another one, don't hit remind me later. Every time you get that note from a security company saying update now, remind me later, what do? We hit remind me later, nice and happily, basically saying to the hacker, we've decided to leave a door open into our personal lives, which all sits on our laptop or our iPhone, and you can come in and take what you want. So they should really ban that word from the internet, that phrase, remind me later.
All right, let me ask you straight up. Have you ever been hacked? Has your information ever been compromised?
I haven't been, but I hope people out there who are hackers aren't listening, because I certainly don't want to be, but I'm going to do what I can to make, digital health my 2012 New Year's resolution.
Himu, good information for you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Himu Nigam there, CEO of the internet security firm SSP Blue. KNX News Time 8:15.